With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Segment brought to you by BuyersBarricades.com. If you're in need of traffic control or barricade rentals, Buyers Barricades is a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event. No matter the size, from start to finish, the Texas authority in barricade rentals at BuyersBarricades.com.
Dallas needs another takeaway. Ryan will play fake, and under pressure, he screens it right to the tight end.
Fumble.
And it's fumbled by the tight end. It's picked up by Hooker. Hooker again. Five. Touchdown. Can you believe that? Oh, have a night, Malik Hooker.
And he did. Interception, fumble recovery, first career touchdown, two tackles against the former squad, Brad Sham. Maybe he has the lottery numbers. Joining us here on the Diamond Factory Hotline, you predicted, called for the turnover. You play, which one? Which one's a 350? Is it Power or Mega right now? Are you a lotto guy,
it's
Brad?
It's Mega. It's Mega.
I'm not. I'm not greedy. I'll take the small one.
Yeah.
If one's 350 and one's 300, I'll take the 300.
Well, yeah. No, we don't play.
We don't play if it's less than 100.
Yeah, we don't play. It's not worth my time. You know, 600, 700, 800 mil.
Well, that's you guys. I'm not making your money.
That's right. Brad, I want to talk about a couple of guys who usually don't get a ton of shine. Deron Bland. Let's start off with him and the night that he had and his journey throughout this season.
Yeah, those two interceptions were, you know, they were like the ones that he had earlier in the year. And he's done a really good job filling in for Jordan Lewis. And we kind of thought that he would be okay based on what we saw. And I say we, I mean all of us who watch him in preseason and early on in training camp, you know, we thought, okay, this guy looks pretty good. And he hasn't been perfect. There's been a couple of games where he's struggled. And he's still a corner. He's playing mostly nickel, but he's still a corner. Every corner gives up something. But the fact that they lost a guy who is as significant to them as Jordan Lewis is, and they really haven't missed a beat with that, tells you how good Bland is already. And then you just forget that he's a rookie. Just think of what he'll be in the next couple of years. He's been really significant for them.
And then Jerry afterwards says that Anthony Brown is gone for the year. So how big of a problem is corner now?
It's big. And, you know, I will agree that Anthony Brown has not appeared to have had as good a year as he has the last couple. And he's a favorite whipping boy of fans who don't really watch his play carefully. And last year, especially when Diggs was getting all of the attention and deserved it for his interceptions, but Brown was so super solid. And this year, he does not appear to have played quite as well. And maybe the fact that he was in a contract year was weighing on him. I don't know. But I do know that you're going to miss him now. Because right now, to me, we'll see what McCarthy says this afternoon and Dan Quinn. You've got Kelvin Joseph. You've got Nashawn Wright. And you've got a kid, Sheffield, on the practice squad who was with Quinn in Atlanta, and Quinn has talked about his speed, his length, and his tackling ability as his primary characteristics that he likes. Well, you know, you've got a lot of games left. One of those three guys, unless I'm missing something, one of those three guys is going to have to be the corner on the outside. And, you know, only the coaches have really seen Sheffield in practice. And you have the rest of us who, you know, saw training camp. Wright's been inactive almost every game. So you just have to say, okay, are you going to be able to get by with this? I think it could be a problem.
What was different about Brown this year?
You know, I just don't think he's – I don't think he's tracked quite as well. I think that there have been – I think there have been some coverage things that got away from him a little bit. I don't think he's been horrible, but I think that he was really solid, really not just last year, RJ, I think in the last several years.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't seem as confident, doesn't seem to be tracking the ball quite as well. I'm not sure he's even tackling quite as well. He's really been an outstanding tackler. And he just didn't seem to me to be playing quite as well. But he was better than, well, he was starting, so he was better than what you had. So we'll see. You know, Joseph still got some immaturity, and you're going to have to trust him on not just on special teams, but you're going to have to trust him in coverage and not to commit a lot of penalties. Wright is a different player. He's very long, very tall, but they're going to have I would think they would have what would amount to, you know, kind of an open tryout for a couple of days in training camp, see who plays best.
We're talking with Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan. Brad, one of the names you didn't mention there, and obviously it's because it's not the position he plays currently, but Israel Mukwamu got some work in training camp at corner. He had some decent reps against CeeDee Lamb. Corner is where he played the last couple of years at South Carolina. I mean, with all the uncertainty there, is it at least worth a shot if maybe seeing he can come in here, compete, and do something better since they just haven't gotten what they wanted?
That's a fair point. And it's, you know, you've got him at safety for a reason. I think they, when they drafted him, they saw him as a guy who had a lot of the characteristics that Jayron Kearse has. And every time we ask about Mukwamu, they talk about how much they really like everything that he's done this year. And, you know, Kearse is playing with a bad shoulder, so Mukwamu's a guy that I think they trust to play safety. But you're absolutely right. He was a corner at South Carolina, and it's not something that should be dismissed. Right now you're going to have to look at everything. The fact that he's been playing mostly safety up to this point, to me, would indicate that they think he's better there than at corner, and you've got maybe as many as three guys, if you include Sheffield, who you think of as a corner. But I think that's a great point. I wouldn't dismiss Mukwamu out of hand.
CeeDee Lamb has been a lightning rod around here as well. What has he shown you in about the last month, Brad?
You know, all of the things that people saw, especially scouts, when he was at Oklahoma, and why they drafted him after, you know, they wouldn't have taken the kid that Oakland took I think it was still Oakland when they took him. So Lamb then came off the board ahead of all those other receivers. He's very tough. He's really, really tough. And he's obviously got great hands and speed and can break tackles, and he had some drop issues a couple of years ago. I don't think we see that very much anymore. And I think mostly, Sean, he's grown into the role. There's a thing mentally. I thought he looked shaky against Tampa. Well, they all look shaky against Tampa, for crying out loud. But he didn't look like the guy who, although this is our number one guy, this is the guy we're going to look to all the time. And he's grown into it. And I don't think there's any question now about whether CeeDee Lamb can be a number one receiver, in terms of you have to mentally accept that all eyes are on you and the quarterback is going to be looking for you in all those big situations. And for a guy who's as wiry as he is, he's really incredibly tough, and I'm very comfortable with him being the number one guy. I think he's shown it.
Brad Sham on the Diamond Factory Hotline every Cowboys Monday at this time. Where do you stand on the whole, well, Odell's not going to work out. You know, how much of a hurdle is that to trying to get him signed this week with him visiting today?
Depends on what you're going to pay him. I mean, let's objectively step back and say, have you ever heard of signing a player who won't work out?
Mm.
In any sport? Would any team in any sport sign a guy, a significant player, without him working out? Now, if it wasn't Beckham and it wasn't this time of year and it wasn't something that had a good upside, you wouldn't even be talking about it. Jerry's a big believer in risk-reward. And his definition of risk-reward sounds very simple, but it really is something that when you are the one in charge of the decisions, you really have to have a feel for it. You can take the risk if the potential reward is great enough. And if it's not, then you don't take the risk no matter what everybody says. I believe that there are a lot of people who will be involved in the decision who are very nervous about, not because it's Beckham, about signing any player without watching him work out. Now, they do have a lot of video stuff, and they have a lot of medical stuff, and they'll do a lot of examination of it, and they will share all this with him. So the thing that you have to be careful of is how many years, how much money guaranteed, because he is 30 and he's had two ACLs, same knee. Now, when you get into salary cap stuff, there's a way to make everything work.
Yeah.
But you do have, Bobby can help me with this, but I believe that it's Lamb and Diggs who you can start after this year. You want to extend them.
Yep.
You're looking a year down the road at Parsons. And then just look at all of the people that are unsigned. You have two running backs, and you've got your backup quarterback, and you've got a number of players on D. You got Van Der Esch, and you've got your tight end, and you've got, there's a lot of players who are significant players, some of whom they're going to, I promise you they'll never say it, but they've already decided we're just not going to be able to compete for them financially. We're going to let them go. We think we've got their replacements, or we'll find, you know, Anthony Brown might have been a seven-year guy. He might have been in that category. I don't know. But there's a long list of players who they're going to have to pay for. And if they start with too much money for too many years for a 30-year-old player with a twice-rebuilt knee who won't even work out, if I was working for Jerry – and in the meetings, I would be saying all this to him. I'd say, look, how much of this money do you want to not have to pay other people? Then if you're comfortable with, once you find a number, if you're comfortable with it, go ahead. I'm absolutely not averse to taking the chance. The Beckham we think we know would probably make them more dangerous. And here's another way to look at it. McCarthy says if you want to think about the goals that they have of playing in the last game of the year, then where they've reached now, they are literally only halfway through the season. If you add in all of, if they were to play in every round of the playoffs and all the way to the Super Bowl, they've literally got half the season still to go.
Yeah.
And if they think that they're close enough, and why would they not think that based on what we're seeing, then it might be a risk that you take. But those are the things you have to keep in mind before you commit to the guy.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, every single Monday at this time. NFC East yesterday, and Bobby says San Francisco's not done. Oh. They're still there as a pain in the rear end. Around the rest of the NFL and the NFC East next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.